on Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview. A nice meeting at Bendigo today. Fine weather. We are on a good four surface. Some nice horses heading around the Bendigo circuit today. Warren Huntley's the man to find us all the winners. Good morning, Woz. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well, thanks, Michael.
We are going to keep across the sales as well. The first lot is through the ring at the moment. This is a filly by Russian Revolution, currently at 150. So you must be bidding online as we do this, Warren. And lot five is going to be one of the big ones of the sale, which is from the Vinery Stud account, and Exceed and Excel Peace Force. So when that comes in, we might have a listen to the auction, which is getting underway. But are you confident today at Bendigo?
Oh, look, I like a few at a bit of odds today, Michael, which is not necessarily the norm, and there's some expectation around at least a couple of debutants throughout the day, and we'll learn quite a bit out of the second race. And the debutant I referenced getting the big build of expectation is Rose Quartz for the Beck Stable in the third. And I do think there's some value in the second half of the card, so I'm hoping I've read it right.
All right, well, let's get stuck into it. The first race is over the mile. We can take out numbers 1 and 9. Wasaka is the favourite for Mike Moroney. First up today, $2.15. Grand Dam, $2.40, and they dominate the market. Warren?
I like Wasaka. I think he's a horse who will obviously get out over further. He ran in the Derby, a spring three-year-old. I thought his most recent jump out was quite sharp, and particularly for a horse kicking off at 1,600 metres, but he worked through the line well, and I think he's got real upside, whereas a few of these are struggling to get out of maiden grade, and he's playing pretty high, and I think he can kick off with a win here, 6 out of 8. Glam Dam, who might settle into a forward spot from that draw and looks the main danger. River Tycoon's getting deep enough into the first racing prep, but he hasn't run a bad race yet. Crossover noseband on today, and number 4, Amira Park, probably close to peak fitness now, was an improved effort, solid performance last start at Wodonga behind Fontrell. I think there's a little bit more depth here, particularly with the top selection, Wasaka. 6, 8, 2, 4.
6, 8, 2, and 4 in the first race. Number 2 is over the 1,100 metres, and this is for the 2-year-olds. Anatola, a first starter from the Cummings stable. Godolphin Blue is the favourite, $3.50. Delicious Tycoon from the Matt Laurie Yard is at $4.80. Northern Melody, $5.50. Winter Freeze at $6.50. Of these first starters, who's really caught your eye, Warren?
The ones that have caught my eye most of the first starters are 14 Winter Freeze and 6 Delicious Tycoon, but Anatolia was solid somewhere near the speed in a recent jump out. They're the three of the first starters I've included in my top 4. Haven't really seen Winter Freeze tested, but through jump outs and trials, we quite often see the Friedman-trained 2-year-olds show a lot more on race day, and I just think there might be an element of that here with 14 Winter Freeze, who hasn't really been tested but moves well. Like the way number 6 Delicious Tycoon found the line in a jump out at Woolamai recently, really strong through the line. 8 Northern Melody's got the race day experience. There was money for her on debut. I think the firmer grounds are positive, and Anatolia, I thought, jumped out nicely enough. Ollie riding for James Cummings could be a positive lead. 14, 6, 8, and 1.
14, 6, 8 and 1. So Winter Freeze, a good price at the moment. $6.50 on top for Warren in race number 2. Race number 3, this is over 1,100 metres. 3-year-old filly maiden. And we've got a first starter who is very tight in the market here. Rose Quartz into $1.50 from the Graham Begg stable. French Fields at $4.60. Then we're down to Free Wilma at $6.50. So Rose Quartz, heavily backed, Warren. Do you like this first starter from the Begg stable as well?
I think she's the one with real upside and real talent. She doesn't look like she's quite push-button yet. She can be slowly away, and she does wear the earmuffs for her debut. But she got out from behind Portland Sky, who's a dead heater in a Group 1 race, and ran past within a recent trial. Portland Sky wasn't really being tested, but you'd think that's a pretty good form reference for a 3-year-old filly's maiden. And the market's certainly trending her way. I can't tip against her. I just probably want to see her do it on race day, but I do think she's got well above average talent. 11 ahead of 4 Free Wilma. She was out wide in a recent jump out of Caulfield and made good ground, and I think there's been merit in all her runs to date. On the fresh side at 1,100 metres here, I think she's the main danger. 5 French Fields gets the blinkers off, but probably still rides the speed as she did in a recent trial. We'll give a sight for a fair way. Last 100 metres might be a slight query, and 1 Cyclone Louis shown ability in jump outs for the Kim Hahn stable. 11, 4, 5, 1.
11, 4, 5, and 1. Rose Quartz had opened up at 260. It's now into 2s on $1. $1.50, the first starter in race number three. Race number four is the Roll the Dice Racing Maiden Plate. This is over 2,400 metres. In this race, you can take out five and six. Tick-Tock is the $3 favourite from the Freeburn Stable. Aquilio is at $3.70 and Chenin Blanc at $4. So who do you like here, Warren?
Oh, I think it's an even race. The ones you've mentioned in the market have certainly got chances. I'm going to roll the dice with one at decent double-figure odds here in number nine, Chestoria. So I think he's a real talent. He'll love 2,400 metres and a big track. I like what he did on debut at Hamilton late through the line in what was a reasonable maiden over 1,600 metres and went to a class one over 2,000 for his next start. So he drops back to maiden grade here, and I thought he was okay through the line at Kilmore. He'll love the big spacious track here, 2,400 metres, around about $19, something each way, number nine. Ahead of 13, Tick-Tock, who might have been beaten by a couple of smart horses at her last couple. Eight, Aquilo's going well, hits this race third up, and four, Jekyll and Hyde. Steep into the first racing preparation, but Ollie taking the ride's a positive lead. Nine each way, ahead of 13, eight and four.
All right, that is the numbers in race number four. Bit of value there. Chestorius at $19, $4.20 the play.
On RSN 927's Racing Pulse, the Victorian Form Preview.
Welcome back to the Victorian Form Preview, looking at Bendigo today with Warren Huntley. And Warren, hot off the press, I've got the barrier draw for the Doncaster on Saturday. Mugatu has drawn Barrier 4, Avilius 12, Samadout 14, Star of the Seas 9, Olmedo 5, Shout the Bar 20, Gem Song 19, Zayak 22, 7 for Aegon, Cascadian 3, Dalasan 1, Think It Over 18, Funstar 17, Best of Days 15, I Am Superman 10, Rock 8, Natoya 6, Yao Dash 11, Mowunga has drawn 21, it looks like, is it? Hard to read the writing. And Forbidden Lud has drawn 13. Ice Bath Emergencies 2 and 16. So, wow, that's going to make things difficult for Mowunga, despite having 49.5, Warren.
I'm hoping that Lizzie Jelst didn't take up the opportunity to draw that barrier for Annabelle, as you were discussing over the course of the weekend. I'm hoping someone else can take responsibility for that.
Yes, we might try and get Lizzie a little later today if she has survived that. That's going to be tough for Mwunga. We'll talk more about that in the build-up to the first day of the championships. Let's get back to Bendigo, though, because it is the first leg of the quaddie. It's a 64 over 1,100 metres. The favourite here is OK to Pay. We can take out 6, 10, 12 and 13. Philip Stokes trains this galloper, and it's a $2.60 favourite. Yosemite, $5.50. Jenny Express, $5.50. Bluetooth, $8.50 as well. Who do you like in the first leg of the quaddie?
I'm with another one each way odds here, Michael, in number five, Diamonds. First run for Gemma Riley. Comes through the same jump out of Spree Mill, Wilma, recently, and she's given a very quiet time early there, but I thought she worked through the line nicely without being tested. Her overall form's good. There looks good speed in this race through the likes of Conniver and Bluetooth and others, and I thought Diamonds could balance up and work home. Going to go with five each way. Ahead of four, OK to Pay. Two runs to date have had merit, probably rides the speed, and I think getting up from 1,000 to 1,100 metres will be a positive. Eight, Jenny Express, done nothing wrong in her career to date. Looks to have jumped out okay to get back to the races, and nine, Conniver. On the home track here, deep into the first racing preparation, but I think coming back in distance is a positive, as is Ollie to ride. 5, 4, 8, 9.
5, 4, 8 and 9 in the first leg of the quaddie. Diamonds, another value tip, $14.370. Race number six, second leg of the quaddie, is a 64 over 1,000 metres. We can take out 4, 7, 8, 10, 17 and 18. Thudson is the favourite for Peter and Paul Snowden, $4.20. Jenny Esprit, $4.40. Visasha, $5. And DiMaggio out to $7. So first up, Thudson. Are you with this favourite? First time we've seen it in Victoria?
I am. He was the winner down here in debut, so he's actually raced with success in this direction. So he hasn't had a recent jump out. He's trialled up in Sydney, but he's been proven effective this way, and I'm with him, and he's been trimming up as the morning's going on. He was, you know, more attractive at around about the 5, 5.50, but Hudson, for me, 5 ahead of 1, DiMaggio. He's been jumping out well twice in recent weeks, both at Burrumbeat and at Ballarat on the synthetic track. He's got the blinkers off here for his first up run, and a claim for Logan McNeil's a positive. Allegis ran some good late sectionals at Albury first up. May well have needed that run, will be fitter. Another one that will be strong late. I'll put 14 Barvoos in as next best. Got that wide barrier draw, but out of the shoot start here. Jump out was good. The overall record's good, and fresh can be effective here at odds. I want to include Barvoos in anything I do in the race. 5-1, 6 and 14.
5-1, 6 and 14 in race number 6. Race number 7, over 1,400 metres, we can take out 8 and 10. Yarra Boy is the favourite here for Lindsay Smith. Ollie on board, and it's into $2.25. Redwood Shadow, $4.40. The Crone is at $5. And Infinite Matrix is at $7. Only had the one start for a nice win at Ballarat, and it's firm in the market again, this Son of Bull Point. Are you with Yarra Boy here, Warren?
He's got a terrific chance. It was seriously rain-affected ground there, and perhaps we haven't really had any real test of the form out of the race. Our four's run okay subsequently. I think he got legitimate upside, and he was very good on debut, strong through the line. But I think 50 off at 1,400 metres, Redwood Shadow can run well here. Close to the each-way quote. He comes through that same jump out recently. There was a good jump out at Camperdown with Be Good to Your Mother and others, and look, Be Good to Your Mother ran well out of that jump out. Media Awards come through that jump out to win impressively first up for Chris Calthorpe, and cross the line with Redwood Shadow. I'm going to go with Redwood Shadow here. One ahead of 5 Infinite Matrix, who I think is racing well and can map into a good spot, certainly including Yarra Boy. He was merit and strong winning. He's now got to go to Class 1 company and back on the firmer ground, and 1,400 metres here. So a few variables in play, but no reason why he won't be hard to beat. Just tighten up in the market. And 2 Crone, next best for me. 1-5-3-2.
1-5-3-2. And the last of 8 jumps at 5 o'clock. Marketing is the favourite here. Take out 3, 5, 9 and 10. $3 for Marketing. Knock Knock, $4.20. And Blood, Sweat, Tears, $4.40, Warren.
I'm with Antagonizer again, and it is antagonizing continuing to support him, but I don't think he's had the best of luck, or certainly not the race shape last start, and no luck at all here first up. I think this is probably the most modest race he's contested this prep. He's staying at the 1,300 metres here, so Mark Cavanagh must think he's still got some freshness in his legs. There looks good speed in the race through the likes of Marketing and others, and I'm going to go with him each way. 4 ahead of 6, Blood, Sweat, Tears, who's fitter for one run back from a spell. Marketing, the favourite, first run for Ray Matthews, and rode the speed, was given a real solid test in a recent jump out, but expecting to take advantage of that inside draw and be there. And I'll put 8, Knock Knock, who's going well enough, just a fair time since that last win. Next best for me. 4 each way, ahead of 6, 1 and 8.
4 each way, ahead of 1, 6 and 8. Gareth Hall's going to have a chat to Shane McGrath, the man who bought the $2.1 million. He might also ask him about Mwunga's Barrier coming up in the Doncaster on Saturday as well. But before that, Warren, where do we go for the best of the day?
Top and tail for best and value for me, although I do like a few at value, decent odds throughout the day. Best race 1, number 6, Wasaka, and value race 8, number 4, Antagonizer. Quaddy for me, first leg 4, 5, 8 and 9. Second leg 1, 5, 6 and 14. 1, 2, 3 and 5 in the third league. Home with numbers 1, 4, 6 and 8. Going to play a running double through races 3 and 4 as the play of the day, and hope to get a little bit of a split. And if the short price favourite gets beaten in race 3, we'll have a chance of a collect in race 4. I'm with 4 and 11 in race 3 into numbers 9 and 13 in race 4.
I love it. A bit of value today, Warren. Best of luck.
Thanks, Michael.